welcome to our hybrid service, family service, come all age service, come bit of this, bit of that. A question for you to think about and discuss with those around you if you feel such. It's holiday, so have you done anything this week that you've not done before, or that you haven't done for a long time, or that was exciting or new or surprisingly good for you? Discuss, and then maybe if you would like to tell me. Okay, Comrade had something very, very quickly, so...
I just drove home in the floods on Friday.
You drove home in the floods? Did you have to go through floods? Can you hear? Oh, come to the front, come to the front, do. Oh, no, don't start yet.
The police hadn't been out yet, and I can see they have been here, but I was driving along, and the water got deeper and deeper, and you just carried on driving. And then when I went the same way on Saturday, they wouldn't let me go through the same water, even though it had already subsided, because the police had put up signs. I thought that was rather bizarre, because I'd gotten through the previous day. Anyway...
There was quite a bit of flooding. Did anyone else get through any floods? John? Was this the Oakington Road? I know we got stopped yesterday, and I thought it would have been a bit of fun to go through. So, come up. Oh, all right, if you've got a big voice, do. Missed it. No way. Where were you?
Where were we?
Oh, okay. How exciting. Oh, sorry, how scary, but exciting for us in the house.
Yes.
You couldn't get out of the house? Stuck. Oh. yes, oh, do. Oh, this is quite a short lead, isn't it?
The tent flooded, and I was sleeping while it was flooded, and one of my tent mates woke another tent mate up and woke me up, but I was like, it's dry, because my side of the tent was dry, and their side of the tent was wet. And then... we had to get up and go into a cabin instead of the tent because their side was wet.
That is a hardship. See, I didn't put you on the spot. That was your dad.
Karting? Guitar?
Learn to play the guitar?
Oh, learn it.
Excellent. Another new thing. So you went on a Scripture Union camp, was it? Or Scripture Union camp, nearly got flooded out and learnt the guitar. Brilliant. Could you ask for more? Anyone else like to share? Miranda, would you like to come up? See what we've got? Do you want to hold or...
Yes. A long time ago now, about a year ago, I came up the front and said that my son and his family got in touch with me. This last time it was about 14 years, and before that it was about 14 years before. We met him for the one day with his baby and then disappeared again. And then, as I said, I came up the front and said they'd made contact, and since then we've been gently, carefully, walking on eggshells and emailing and little texts and talks on the phone. And then the Tuesday before last, we actually met up with Graham, and we met at Blue Water. I don't know if we hadn't been there before, but a dear friend recommended it. It was sort of a halfway point, and we had just over 4 hours together. John and I had Graham all to ourselves, and it went very well indeed, and there were no awkward silences or anything like that. Of course, there are lots of questions we'd like to ask, but we've put them to the back of us. We had a lovely time, and we hugged, which was very special. And at one point, we even walked along hand in hand. So I just wanted to share that with the church. So now it's hopefully onward and upward. And we've since had an email from him as well, because there was that bit of, is he going to disappear again? But I don't think he will this time. So much has happened. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you, Miranda. That is great news. And we have little good things and exciting things that happen to us. And we have massive good things and exciting things that happen to us. New things every day that God can give us. So let's begin by praying together this morning. Lord God, we thank you for this week. We thank you for all the things that have been happening in our lives. We thank you for your protection upon us. We thank you that you have been walking with us through the storm, as it were, and through the difficult times, but also in the joys and the good times that we've shared. We thank you for Miranda meeting up with Graham and John as well, and we pray that that relationship would continue to heal and grow and develop. We pray that you be with us this morning as we hear about your character, a God of compassion. And we ask, Lord, that you'd speak to us by your Holy Spirit, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's stand together and sing our first hymn this morning. Let's stand and sing, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. And as we are few, we need to sing loudly. So let's sing together. So some of us have had new things that happen this week that we've enjoyed. Others, I'm sure, have had things that we've not enjoyed so much this week. We've got a few pictures in a moment of famous people, and all I want you to do is to tell me whether you think these people have had a good week or a bad week. For some of them, it might have been a good few months or a bad few months. For some of them, it might have been a good few years or a bad few years. So, famous people. We'll start off with number one. You can tell me who they are as well, if you can. Here we are. Anyone? Good week or bad week for this person? Bad week. Very bad week. Could get even worse. This, of course, is Oscar Pistorius on trial there. Bad, bad week for him. Okay, who have we got next? Good weeks and bad weeks. We all have good weeks and bad weeks. In the Bible, we heard when we were on holiday club about Joseph and his brothers. It was very up and down, some good things, some bad things, but ended up very good with the people of Israel in Egypt prospering and growing and developing. It was all very good. But then they began to have such a good time and become so prosperous, so many, so numerous, that the Egyptians thought, hold on, this is too good for them. They're going to take over our land. They're going to take us over. We're going to become nothing. And so the Egyptians, who were fewer than the Israelites, made the Israelites their slaves, treated them harshly, made them build their buildings, made them do their jobs. But still, the Israelites were numerous and the Egyptians were scared. And so a command went out for all the sons to be killed of the Israelites, to wipe out this numerous race. The Israelites were suffering. They were dying. They were in slavery. They were having a very, very, very bad few years after some very good years. But then God heard them, and he did this. We're going to watch a clip of video. After 40 years of slavery, God heard the cry of his people in Egypt, and he did something about it, even if it was to choose Moses, who was frightened and scared. But he did something about it. And this is not really a surprise, because in the Bible, in the book of Psalms, it says this, the words will appear on the screen. It says, but you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. It's a psalm, or a prayer if you like, which asks for help. It asks for God's provision and protection, for his care, for his mercy and his attention. But it's also a prayer of praise. It's littered with praise towards God for who he is. And it's summed up in these words: "But you, O Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness." These words are repeated numerous times in lots of different psalms throughout the Bible. And they're words which fit with the character of God that was known by the people of Israel as they cried out for help. And they knew that whether they had had a bad week or a good week or a bad year or a good year or a bad 40 years, as it turns out, they knew that they had a God who was compassionate and gracious. And when they called out to him, he would answer them. And this, we are told, is true today as well. Not just for the Jewish community, not just for the Israelites, but for us. That whether we have had a good week or a bad week, or a good year or a bad year, or a good year, 40 years, or a bad 40 years, so to speak, depending on how old you are, we have a compassionate God. A God who has compassion towards us, a God who is gracious, a God who is abounding in love and faithfulness. And because of this, we know we have a God who will hear our cry and answer our prayer. The problem is, although I think we know this to be true, lots of us, and we hear this a lot of times, today, somewhere along the line, we seem to have somehow lost the meaning of what it is to have a God who is compassionate, a God who has compassion towards us. Which is strange, because the Bible talks a lot about compassion, especially in relation to God. In the Psalms, it also says this: "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him." And it also says, "The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made." The book of Lamentations says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, we are not destroyed, for his compassion never fails." And we all know, of course, that compassion is a great word. Compassion is a wonderful word. And we love to call God compassionate because he cares about us. He loves us. He feels for us. But the true gravity of the meaning of the word seems to be lost with words like empathy and sympathy, which are thrown around a lot today, which people like to use. But when we look at God of compassion, it is much more than this. Having a God of compassion is much more than a God who feels for us or has sympathy for us or empathy with us. Because when we look at what Jesus did, it brings a whole bigger picture. In the book of Matthew, it says this: "When Jesus landed on the shore and saw the large crowds, he had compassion on them and he healed those who were ill." Again, Jesus called his disciples to him before the feeding of the 5,000, and he said this: "I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have had nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry." And then he fed them. And again, when Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, just a few days before he would be tried and then crucified, he had compassion on men who were blind, and he touched their eyes, and immediately they were healed and followed him. Jesus showed the compassion of God throughout his earthly life. And he did this by loving people, by caring for people, by empathizing with people, but then by doing something about it, by making a difference in their lives. Because compassion is not simply love or empathy or a feeling of sorrow for people. It is, as the dictionary says, actually, a feeling of deep sympathy accompanied by a strong desire to alleviate the suffering, to then do something about what we see and feel. So you see, when the Israelites called out to God after 40 years of slavery, when they'd almost forgotten what it was to be free to worship God, God was compassionate and gracious. They knew he would come. They knew he would be with them. They knew he wouldn't just have sympathy for what they were going through, but he would actually do something about it. And it's the same for us, because the God of the Israelites is our God today, a God who not only feels our pain, but is moved so deeply that he has to then do something about it. For many people, this happens in this life. Of course, for some, that doesn't happen until the life to come, when we're with God and there's no barriers. But make no mistake, we have a God of compassion. And if we cry out to him, he will be faithful and he will change our situation. We're going to sing a couple of songs now as we worship a God who is compassionate, a God who is faithful, a God who hears our cry and who acts. So let's stand together and sing Faithful One. Of course, if we say we have a God who is a God of compassion, and we say we want to be a people who are like Jesus, the Son of God, who came and showed the compassion of God by dying on a cross for us, then it follows too that we should be a compassionate people, not just feeling sorrow for others, but then doing something about it and acting on what we feel. We sang a verse at Holiday Club called Be Kind and Compassionate, the song was. It's Be Kind and Compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. I thought we could sing it again today, as Steve wasn't here last week. Steve can come up and help me. It's very simple. I think I know it. It's cross your arms and hold hands with the person. I think, is this right? Be kind and compassionate to one another.
Be kind and compassionate to one another.
Oh, did we do that last week?
We did, I think. Be kind and compassionate to one another. And then you've got, I'm going to make it simple, forgive each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. That's how I know it.
Simple, you see? So we're going to sing it together, if you understand. So we are to be a compassionate people, a people who not only look around and see what is going on and have empathy with people, but are compassionate. We then do something about it. And this is especially challenging when we see in the news the situation in Iraq at the moment, the situation in Gaza, in Syria, the situation in Africa. So many people suffering. And we think, what can we do about this? Well, one thing we can do is we can pray. We can act. Prayer is an action. We can ask God in his compassion to intervene in this situation. In a moment, we're going to do that. But there's also things, especially about the situation in Iraq, you can write to your MP, you can sign petitions. We can have a voice and say it is wrong that people go around killing children, killing each other, and just leaving people without homes and without food and without water. We can watch it on the news, but as a compassionate people, we then need to do something about it. So let's spend a little bit of time just praying for a moment about this. If you're unaware of the situation, you're not really sure, just ask God to be with the people who are suffering. So let's pray together. So our challenge this week is to be compassionate, not only to those we meet, but when we see things on telly and read things in the news, to bring them to God in prayer, as well as feeling sorrow for those involved in them.